Steve Noel here with 101.1 KFNF and High Plains Radio, joined alongside with Hoxie Lady Indian Volleyball Head Coach Lachelle Barr. And boy, Coach, I'm sure it's kind of been a crazy summer for you, but it feels like we just ended the season, I'm sure, like yesterday, and now you're starting a new one. It's crazy how fast it goes, doesn't it?
It really does, yes.
And now you're into the season, kind of making your way through the first week of, you could consider it fall camp. I know you guys are kind of starting school and stuff like that this week as well, but you're kind of into the thick of things now. So after a couple of days of practice so far, what have you really liked and seen from your team?
I have a lot of girls that really want the starting position, so there's been a lot of buy-in, a lot of hustle and hard work. They know that starting spots aren't dead set in place right now, and that I'm going to be open to anybody that's willing to work and improve. So everybody's hungry and just really working hard.
And that's what you want at the beginning of the season, right? Everybody hungry, yeah. and working towards that common goal, right?
Yes, very much so.
And you know, last season one of the better seasons, obviously finishes the state runner-ups last season. I guess how has that fueled that? Obviously, you know, kind of coming into this year, you kind of lost a pretty good senior class, but how has that fueled you know, kind of the rest of the girls this season of maybe, hey, wanting to bring home the bigger trophy instead of the runner-up trophy?
I know the seniors and the girls that suited up last year on varsity, they definitely want that championship trophy this year. So it's definitely a really good motivation, and it kind of gave them, opened their eyes to what we can do. I know some of them were kind of doubting because we had quite a few injuries throughout the season with our starters last year, but anything is possible. And I know a lot of them are nervous because we know that we did lose 5 starters from our senior group that contributed a lot to our season, but they're ready to step up and see what we can do.
Yeah, and speaking of those seniors, you know, like you mentioned, you had a great group of 5 seniors there and played a lot of volleyball together, and now you get another great group of seniors, you know, that kind of saw, even though they, you know, weren't maybe in the starting rotation a lot, did see a lot of volleyball action last year, I guess. What have you seen from them so far, maybe over the summer and in the first couple of days of practice that you've liked out of your senior group this year?
Well, I actually still returned a Kansas volleyball all-state player, 2A. So she was leading us last year, so I still have Emily Boehner back, and I have another girl, Macy Wente, and she was all league for us last year on our team. So I have 2 big power hitters back, but my other 2 seniors also had some varsity experience. So it's really nice that they got we did have some injuries, so both of them were starting throughout the season, so they all have that experience and know what to do.
Yeah, and you mentioned you bring back, you know, Emily Bainter there and Macy Wente, but you also get a lot of girls that, you know, maybe they weren't, you know, in the starting rotation, but yeah, I feel like you did a great job of playing kind of everybody on your roster when you had the chance. So, you know, those girls that saw the varsity action last year made it to the state tournament, I'm sure it's nice to bring that experience back, especially into the start of the season, as well as making your way to the first games, right?
Yeah, that's the really nice part. We had, I mean, like I said, the 5 starters, but then everybody else was scrimmaging against our starters at all times. So they have a lot of experience playing against a really good set of 6 girls or being mixed up with them. So it's great experience, and they're ready to go.
And again, you know, just like last season and just like every year, it seems like, you know, you take a look at the schedule and you're like, man, do we get a break this year? And it's like, nope, it's going to be another tough schedule this year, obviously, with the MCL and Smith Center and everybody in there. And then you get some tough, you know, out-of-league opponents and cross state lines a couple of times to play some great teams. It's going to be another tough schedule this year, but that's the way you guys like it, right?
Absolutely. I don't want to play a schedule where we're not getting better and battling every single game, because it doesn't build you. You need to be challenged every single day of your life. So this will help us get mentally and physically stronger for everything that we're going to face at the end of the season.
And I guess, you know, as you're kind of looking ahead, you got the first game coming up there August 30th in Grainfield, and then it's, you know, kind of into game weeks every single week. I guess, what do you think this season, you know, compared to last year, that you're really going to have to do to win a lot of volleyball games this year?
Just a lot of setter-hitter connection. We had Josie Kennedy started for us for 3 years, so a lot of these girls have been used to hitting off of her. So just getting used to our new setters. But they had a hit off in practice, but that game-time situation, just they were so used to Josie. She was going to get that ball up, and it was going to be exactly where they wanted it. So just being able to communicate, and then we're just going to have to really work on serving teams out of system and being able to be scrappy, because we won't be as big and powerful as at the net like we were last year. So just slowing other teams down in different ways.
Well, Coach, appreciate you being able to sit down here as you make your way throughout the first week of school and practices and stuff like that. I know it's a busy time, but appreciate it, and good luck the rest of the season.
Thank you so much.